but the Pope, $50 gold, Spanish money, gold money.
Yeah.
And a little fella like me, you know, I says, Papa, don't tell me a book.
That's probably like the blessing one and all.
Okay. Now, can you give me your full name, Mr. Your full name?
Henry Eugene Junior. That's why I don't use Junior no more.
Yeah. What did you... How do you spell your last name? Okay. Well, go ahead with your story about... Can you tell me anything about Ocean Springs, where you were born?
Well, that's another hookup about living over there. We were 7 children in the family. And Papa was just born in Ocean Springs. And my grandmother, on my mother's side, was staying at the old... You see where that old woman passes over there in Ocean Springs? But right close to the railroad, they bought a place there. Well, we'd go there when Mom was about to have a kid. She'd got to go over there. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Till we was born, till she got straight and come back over there. Well, Father was born. Well, after we moved up to this, Paul and Summer, my brother and sister, they were born in Biloxi.
Yeah.
Eula, she stayed over spring now. She was the baby when we moved to Biloxi.
Uh-huh.
And, so that was it. And, well, my old grandpa, he was a Civil War, and he used to sit down, we'd talk. He stayed home till he died, after my grandma died. Well, I was a kid like this. I was always interested to hear something like that, you know. Some kids, I try to talk to them, kids around here, they just walk off, tell them about the old times, you know. My grandpa used to tell them, sit down there, tell me the whole story.
Yeah.
And I used to enjoy that. So, I want to tell you one thing about how Lopez started his business.
Okay.
Well, my grandpa, you see, at that time, all these natives around had little schooners, little boats. They had to go to Louisiana Marsh and catch the horses, but they couldn't sell them. There was no business there in Biloxi again.
Yeah.
It was only two little seafood stand in Biloxi at that time. It's old Joe and Boo Boo.
Poo Poo.
They call him Boo.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well, Grandpa and them would bring in a few horses, they couldn't use many horses. They had to sell the horses in the marsh.
Yeah.
They were selling some of them Alabama. There's a big schooner by the name of Alabama from Alabama.
And yeah.
She was buying horses out in the Louisiana marsh. And there were some freighters from Louisiana. That's why they were selling most of the horses. There was nothing there, but just them two little seafood stands. So, Lopez, before the fire, he had a wooden building right there, you know where that grass truck store is?
Yeah.
He was in the grocery business, old as Lopez. My grandpa used to tell me this, and my daddy was there born. And grandpa was dealing with him.
Uh-huh.
He's buying goods on his boat and buying for his home. So he says, Grandpa, he says, Tutu, he says, how about saving me a few sack of horses? I'm going to try to boost the oyster trade, sack horses.
Yeah.
So Grandpa says, I told him, yeah. So he gave me a few sacks, you know. So brought him in and started off, started him up a oyster trade. You could